SBS Radio.
Sisters United will never be defeated!
Sisters United will never ever be defeated!
Crowds gathered outside police quarters in central London on Sunday. Some were protesting violence against women, while others took a stand against police. The night before, police cited coronavirus restrictions for refusing permission to hold a vigil in honour of Sarah Everard at Clapham Common. But hundreds, including Kate, the Duchess of Cambridge, defied COVID restrictions to pay their respects not far from where the 33-year-old was last seen alive on March the 3rd. The night ended with dozens of police marching into the crowds, scuffles between officers and attendees, and women dragged away from the scene by police. In the morning, quiet mourners continued placing flowers around a bandstand at the site of the vigil. 24-year-old student Lilith Blackwell was struggling to hold back tears.
I feel very angry that they think that they have the right to dictate how we mourn and how we react, and that it was a police officer that did this, and that police officers obviously aren't protecting us because this is still happening, and this isn't the only woman that this has happened to.
London Police Chief Cressida Dick defended her officer's actions, saying the vigil was unlawful.
Indeed, if it had been lawful, I'd have been there. I'd have been at a vigil. Unfortunately, later on, we had a really big crowd that gathered, lots of speeches, and quite rightly, as far as I can see, my team felt this is now an unlawful gathering, which poses a considerable risk to people's health, according to the regulations. Really invidious position for my officers to find themselves in.
Commissioner Dick says while police tried to get people to disperse, a small minority refused. But many, including British opposition leader Keir Starmer, are questioning whether the force of the police was too brutal.
Well, the first thing I'd say is about Sarah Everard's family and friends who are going through unspeakable grief. Many, many women last night wanted to come together to mark that grief, but also to share and shine a torch on a wider experience of women about the fear, the threats, and the violence and abuse that they face on a daily basis. They were right to do that. They should have been allowed to protest, to have their vigil, to come together in peace. And I was very disturbed to see the police action. I think it was wrong.
Home Secretary Priti Patel has ordered an independent inquiry to review police conduct at the vigil, after an initial police report left some questions unanswered. London Mayor Sadiq Khan backed the move, saying he wasn't satisfied with the police commissioner's explanation of the events. Commissioner Dick says she's comfortable with that.
I am really comfortable that we review what happened. I don't think anybody who was not in the operation can actually pass a detailed comment on the rightness and wrongness of it. You know, this is fiendishly difficult policing, but also I'm sure for the people who wanted to, you know, express their feelings, that was a difficult situation for them. And that's why it needs a cold light of day, sober review, and I think we're all agreed on that.
She says she's not considering resigning from her position, which Keir Starmer supports.
I don't think Cressida Dick should resign. We need to see the reports that have now been called for. But more than that, this is a bigger issue. All of the concerns, all of the problems with violence against women and girls have been there for a very, very long time. This week in Parliament, we start a policing bill, 300 or so pages, 170-something clauses, and almost nothing, if you can believe it, on violence against women and girls. The gaping hole in this bill is why we'll be voting against it, and a complete missed opportunity by the government.
That bill is among the things protesters took aim at on Sunday. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he'll chair a meeting with senior ministers and police to learn how to improve the policing of such events in the future. The meeting will also cover how the criminal justice system works to protect victims of rape and sexual assault, and consider women's experiences about the fear they feel on the streets of Britain. Clapham resident Emily Wraith is one of many moved by the national conversation about violence against women, sparked by Miss Everard's murder.
This has affected every woman across the country. What it's done is it's kicked up every single thing that's ever happened to us. And as a collective, we needed to come together to be able to grieve that as a process. And the police robbed us of our human rights for collective grief.
The officer charged with Miss Everard's murder appeared in court on Saturday. The court heard her body was identified using dental records after being found in a builder's bag in Woodlands, southeast of London. Thousands of British women have been prompted by the crime to share their own experience of violence and sexual assault. 32-year-old Jamie Radford says he's dismayed by what he's learning.
I'm shocked that we're still talking about these kind of issues. And my housemate, actually, she's a female and she's reacted really badly to this. And she told me yesterday things that I'd never heard before, that women are scared to go out in the dark and be around men. And I was really shocked at it. But I think, my opinion, not all men are the same as the guy that done this yesterday. And I feel like the way everybody's saying that women need to educate men, I just don't feel like every man is the same. They can't put every man in the same category as this guy was that done this to Sarah.
But the not all men argument has been challenged by British actress and activist Jamila Jamil in the past week. In a post on Twitter, Jamila said, "It's true that not all men harm women. But do all men work to make sure their fellow men do not harm women? Do they interrupt troubling language and behaviour in others? Do they have conversations about women's safety and consent with their sons?" If you or someone you know is affected by sexual assault, domestic or family violence, please call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732 or Lifeline on 13 11 14. Nadine Silva, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.